Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. Oh my goodness, I'm going a bit stir crazy. I've had to stay in and do very little because I've got guys here doing the decorating, as you know. Although they are doing a brilliant job. I'm so chuffed with the job they've done because I'm not very good at getting workmen. You may have picked this up, but my my track record of finding guys that are any good is not great. And I'm not price driven, you know, I don't go for the cheapest person, but I tend to try and go for someone I believe is going to do a good job. But this time I've actually managed to crack it and they've done an amazing job. Anyway, he will finish tomorrow, so I will be free to do something. And what better way to celebrate than to go and play darts? I'm getting a bit nervous. That's my plan tomorrow, is to go and play darts at one of the flight club center places. So I went last weekend. I was out with a friend and we just went in to see what the one was like at Victoria. And it's like a giant circus. But anyway, I used to be pretty good at darts about, well, too many years that I care to remember. But I was very, very good because I was in sales. I was about, what was it? I was about 18, 19 and I was in sales. Maybe slightly older. And we used to do a very long day on a Monday and Tuesday. We used to do, well, we'd start about 10:30 and we'd work till, I don't know, 8:30, 9:00, something like that, because we'd be doing cold calling on the phone and making appointments and so on, and then we'd be out on the road for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Anyway, the upshot is, around lunchtime, there was a bit of a lull. So we used to have a two and a half hour lunch break on the Monday and the Tuesday, and what else would you do but go down to the pub? Now, I was never very good at pool, not my game, but darts, on the other hand, I got extremely good at darts, and also, it really improved my maths. However, I then subsequently got the yips, and I just couldn't play. So I'm a little bit nervous tomorrow, when we go and play, to see how I'm going to be, because I've always said, you know, I'm pretty good at darts, because I used to be, but now I've got to put my money where my mouth is, literally. So anyway, that's coming up. Other than that, creatively, I've done some more art. I've been working in my 365 days of art. And I'm laughing. My mother is not very supportive of my art. I showed her a picture. So there were three plants on this picture. One of them was the printed instructions saying, you know, draw something, do it loose, keep your lines loose, etc. and that. And I drew two of my plants underneath. And my mother said, and I quote, "Oh, I like the one at the top," which was the one that was printed in the book. So yeah, thanks for that. Vote of confidence for my art there. So anyway, I've done a bit of that. And I've done, there's a central spread, well, not central spread, there's a spread across two pages. And it says, draw an abstract or a drawing or a picture or something, and then get your friends to add to it over time. And I've done my main bit. I just did the Thames, basically, right across the middle of the page. And I thought, now I just need some friends. So that page could very well stay blank for a very long time. I could always use some... I'm laughing at my own jokes today. This is not good, but I could always use some paid staff, couldn't I? I think that's what Megan's done. I'm hearing about her new show that all her friends are actually her employees. So maybe that's what I need to do. Employ people and then make them do some art. So anyway, that's that. The only other thing I did was I went to the cinema and I went to see Bridget Jones again, because there really is nothing on that isn't just soul-destroyingly depressing. And even then, Bridget Jones is not the cheeriest of films, is it, this particular one? I mean, it, you know, it's good. Obviously, it got a nice ending, as you would expect from one of these movies. But actually, I think I enjoyed it more this time than the first time. I don't know why. Possibly I was a bit more focused on it. I wasn't thinking about other stuff. So, yeah, I did quite enjoy it. I would have scored it more highly on the second time round than the first time round. I don't know why. Much love and gratitude.